I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Guatemala's president has declared a state of calamity as the food crisis gets worse in that nation. Orphan Outreach is helping. OO's Tiffany Taylor says the ministry's providing funding for schools to buy food for students and resourcing medical teams to help local orphanages. Taylor says they do it through local churches.
We want to partner with these local churches and let them be able to be a resource for these people. So when they are desperate, when they're making a choice of, are they going to put a child in the orphanage, that they can turn to the local church and keep families together, and the local church can be there to tell them why we're doing all of this.
Next, missionaries in Ghana are not only looking to evangelize nationals there, but send them out as missionaries. Nicole and Kirk Sims with a mission society traveled to Ghana to send Ghanaians to the unreached people groups and countries around them with the message of Christ. Nicole says,
and we're finding many Ghanaians rising to that burden and saying, yes, I want to be sent out. I care about my neighbors in Burkina Faso and Mali who need to hear about the love of Jesus.
Pray that church leaders would see success in reaching the unreached. And Katie Reynolds' desire to honor her grandfather and father-in-law has led to the creation of two education centers in Kenya. Partnering with Buckner International's Seeds of Hope Academy, Reynolds founded the K School and the Reynolds Ministry Center. The schools educate children and provide families with life skill classes while sharing the hope of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.